Let me just say that a lot of excellent work continues. I've spoken to the Lieutenant Governor, who's been in Jackson County, headed for Elnora. There, too, water has receded very quickly, which is good. Number of people needing shelter for the moment, down substantially. On the other hand, the weather map says that it's already raining in parts of the affected area, and perhaps quite heavily. I'm told we'll know a lot more tomorrow morning after one and perhaps two lines of storms have moved through, whether this problem has been aggravated a lot or just a little. Fortunately, the interval has allowed for some excellent work by the Guard and others of a preventive nature. Very major sandbagging operations have been undertaken at places that could become vulnerable. And so I want to thank all those who have cooperated in that effort. We may not know, but it's entirely possible that a town or area has been saved by this quick and preventive or protective action. I'm advised by DNR that at the top of their worry list are a lot of the private dams and levees that we have. The state inspects these on a regular basis and orders their repair very frequently. But the biggest exposure we have is right now is on private property, we're monitoring those very, very carefully. We expect to have headquarters set up in the affected areas where citizens can begin to get their questions answered and, at the appropriate time, applications for assistance. We're going to do everything we can to make those user-friendly and complete so that citizens who've been through a lot will have as straightforward navigable a process as possible. Many citizens will be seeking more than one kind of aid or seeking to have more than one kind of question answered, and we're going to do what we can to make that easy for them. Questions?
With expected weather that's hitting, how much do you have folks think that may have to set you back in some areas, or how much will the preventive maintenance sort of mitigate the damage that the future weather might cause?
Ask it in the morning.
What are the worst areas at the moment, and what are the areas where you've seen the most improvement?
Oh, Joe, you want to try? Again, I will say that a consistent observation I've had and report I've had from other places is that just as this particular event happened very suddenly, it receded very quickly, which at least gave us the opportunity for some cleanup and a chance to catch our breath and the chance to do some preventive work before perhaps more water arrives. But you want to differentiate between any of these areas?
Well, predominantly, some of our problems we're working on for preventative work is along the Wabash and White Rivers. A couple areas that we're really working hard is around Elnora, as the governor said, in Davies County. We're looking at Edwardsport and Oaktown in Knox County. We're looking in Worthington, which is in Greene County, and Hazleton in Gibson County is working on a number of issues there. That we're concerned about. Obviously, some of the levees along the Wabash and East Fork of the White River are very highly concerned for us. As far as improvements, Brown County damage assessment is underway. Obviously, our Red Cross is reporting lower numbers in our shelters. They advised me that at their peak, they were about 1,200 folks being sheltered, which in their estimation, in their memory, that was has to be about the highest number that we've had to shelter in Indiana in a disaster. It's down to about just over 300 from the night before.
Thank you.
Governor, what money did you receive to stay in
Afghanistan? Wasn't reached lightly. A lot of good people have done a ton of work to prepare for that trip. There may only be one thing more important to us than bringing more jobs to Hoosiers, but that's public safety. So I recognize that it's a close call, and some could legitimately question the judgment, but it just seemed to me this morning after we looked at the, particularly the prospect that we're not past this event, that there could be more rain, we don't know, but there was a reasonable possibility of that, that it just seemed to me my place was here.
My latest information, Worthington is right now the only one in that nature that we have confirmed. We have delivered some supplies to them by air, and it looks like one of the roads may be opening up as the water recedes here soon.
Was that town evacuated?
No, it was not. It was cut off due to being surrounded by water.
Is that roads open?
I'll have to double check, but I'll have to find out. Does anybody know anything about that one? As far as I know, we do have some roads open. We'll find out.
Can you elaborate on what the role is of the Department of Correction? It's not listed on our handout
yet. They're filling a lot of sandbags, I know for one, over at Terre Haute. Is that right, General?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. General advised me earlier that we're keeping them mainly to indoor work. But this is not new, by the way. The department has been very, very innovative the last few years, worked with a lot of local governments on maintenance and grass cutting and things like this. And I will say that this manpower has come in very, very handy on previous occasions, and I know it is again. Well, it meant things like immediate water, equipment like pumps, things like this, even ahead of the complete formal declaration, which we expect. But there are certain items that can be available instantly and were made available instantly by the President's approval of that.
What's the state of the interstate system? Is there any place that still has water over it, and what are the... Is there damage? Is there places where there will have to be fixes?
Figures you, Dak. We got the whole darn government here except NDOT. We got it. The Department of Insurance want to speak to the condition of our interstate? We'll get back to you, Leslie. I'll get somebody to call you.
Some of that information, sir, is in the...
Some of it's
road,
in the write-up.
Road closures.
If there's anything if it's not complete enough, we'll run it down for you right away.
Are there any dollar damage estimates yet?
I think it's a little soon. Again, first concern, protection of life. Second, protection of property. Third, sheltering and caring for people. Fourth, toting up the score and do it as fast as we can.
So no estimates on damage either, on how many homes destroyed or anything yet?
Not yet. Be lots of zeros here.
Is it fair to say that we're talking thousands
of property owners?
Property owners.
Anybody think this is less than a 4 or 5-digit event? I don't think, yeah. Safe to say, yeah.
How would you assess the state's performance over just the past 3 days of this entire ordeal?
I have enormous admiration for these folks, and citizens should too. Our expectations are very high in a moment like this, not just for the performance of each unit, but for their coordination. It's my expectation that there will never be a moment lost to disagreement or turf battles or questions about whether Agency A responds to Agency B. And I'm happy to say that I've seen great coordination. I think we're getting steadily better at this, and I really want to commend the leadership of the departments for the way they're operating under our new Department of Homeland Security Unified Command Structure. Questions come up before. When we're past this, we will do an after-action assessment as usual, and I don't doubt we will identify some places where we could have done better. But at this stage, everything I've seen, and I've seen an awful lot of it firsthand, says that folks are not only working very hard, but they're working together very hard, which is in some ways the most important thing. I guess that's what you call a prompt. I thought I'd say a few things about agricultural land. Well, there is a completely separate. Obviously, we've experienced a lot of damage there too. I was hoping that Commissioner would step up, Andy Miller, would give me some encouragement that some of the fields which I saw flooded one day and were back above water the next day might be recoverable, but he's pessimistic about that. There's a whole other category of assistance we've applied for it that will help our farmers. Andy, you want to say anything further about that?
No, other than we are watching it very closely. We talked to the Secretary of Agriculture today. The teams are deployed to assess the damages, and it'll be one of those that next probably week we'll know a lot more than we do today.
Yeah. All right, anything further?
Yeah. That's attributed to storms and flooding.
Two and one unconfirmed. Is that our latest count? Two.
Are there concerns, health concerns you shift to now, too, as the rain slows up in terms of wells and whatnot? It seems like there's been an effort to get a message out there.
Yeah, sure. I know as I, a couple of the places I went where so far we believe the water's fine, I personally encourage people to be very careful if they have access to water they know is safe, either bottled or boiled, to use it and take no chances. But we're trying to err on the side of making lots and lots of safe water available just to avoid any unforeseen problem. One in a car and one on his own boat, I'm told, was not, as I understand it, was not in the process of a flight or a rescue or an evacuation. It was just an unfortunate mishap as he went out to check on his own equipment and slipped and fell or otherwise was trapped in the water.
You know where that was, which one that was?
Little Point, Morgan County.
So you talked about the folks leaving, so trying to leave those lines of communication open with local law enforcement. The deal with that message is getting out that it's easier for law enforcement to communicate, people not flooding 911 with the small stuff.
I think it has improved slightly, but I will ask that all of you remind folks to please do not call your emergency services folks with non-emergency questions. There are other places, websites and so forth that can help you. But our responders need those lines and need to be able to pay attention to life safety issues.
Since you mentioned, I'll just report if it wasn't clear elsewhere that, to my knowledge, there were no law and order problems last night. We had a few the night before and responded. The state police also were backed up by some personnel from the Guard and. My checking last night and again this morning, as far as I'm aware, we had no looting, no law and order problems. We'll try to make sure that remains the case.
A couple of years ago, the legislature created the emergency fund.
Mm-hmm.
Do you expect to have to use any of that money to help in this disaster?
Too soon to say. I asked for that because I thought there ought to be some last resort stopgap, and that's exactly what it is. It's not that much. And so we'll just see. But an event of this magnitude should bring, not for me to say, but I feel rather confident saying it should bring into play the full array of assistance from our fellow taxpayers through the federal government. And we certainly hope and expect that the insurance companies will step up to their responsibility in full, as in fairness they really have in the past. Jim Adderholt's department will have a line available if anyone feels their company is not fulfilling its responsibilities under a policy. But if those things all happen, then we may not need to go to that last resort. I should also add that the private donations, which are already coming in, both in kind and in cash, will also go a long way toward making people whole.
Governor, how do you put this in perspective for folks that haven't seen this firsthand, maybe as you have traveling, to express the magnitude of what we're seeing throughout the state?
Well, if pictures tell 1,000 words, this takes more than 1,000. There's been some great, stunning photography, but I'm not sure any of it captures the extent of the damage, and nothing can capture, I don't think, the heartache that you only sense when you are able to sit with people who've been through it. Again, I think the state may have seen individual incidents in the past that were also terribly devastating, but I don't know that we've had a string of them in a short number of days, quite the like of this. My history, if we have, my history not good enough to tell you when.
It sounds like most of the preparations and concern is over in Davies, Greene County, Knox County. So I assume that means the water sort of heading southwest. This just shows my ignorance of
it's where gravity sends it.
Works, but yeah. It's not going straight south. It's sort of going southwest. Is that right? It's the Wabash and then down the Ohio.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the, not to tease, if you look at the maps, you'll sort of see where the main tributaries go, and I guess that's why our map of concern looks like that too. But again, we'll know a lot more in the morning. Let's see how much rain falls and where it falls and how quickly it falls. And that could quickly change, as it has so far, the places of most emphasis.
Do you have a total number on the number of people who have been displaced, or a ballpark?
We know that there's 1,200 in shelters, so obviously it's far in excess of that, because a number of folks have shelter with family or friends.
Yeah. Outside. I mean, yeah, Mike, we just don't know. All I can tell you is for every person I talked to in a shelter, first of all, most of them were already making plans to get to family, to friends, or some other place. And for every such person, I ran into that many, to two or three who had already secured that. The last place most folks want to go is to a shelter. And we're the kind of state where, as always, you know, families helping families, friends helping friends, strangers helping strangers.
You said 1,200 in shelters now.
No, that was previous night. That's probably down by three-fourths, for the moment at least.
Those 300 who are still in shelters, are those concentrated in a particular area of Martinsville, or are those just scattered all over?
I'm not sure.
Mostly Martinsville and I believe Columbus. Are we on target for shattering the 100-year flood record? That's hard to say.
It's not our goal. We like breaking records in this administration. That's not one that's been on our target list. So, all right, we'll be back with more when we have more. Thank you.